Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is June 5th, 2014, and you are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthier, live well, and it tastes great. So now I'm going to give you over to your host, Valerie Wilson. Hello, Valerie.
Hi. Welcome, everyone, to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am a chef and an author. I'm also a counselor, and I'm the host of this wonderful radio show. I'm coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan. I'm looking out the window. The sun is shining. Everything's green. It's absolutely beautiful here. And hey, if you're listening to me from a different state, at the end of the show in the last 20 minutes, you can call in and ask questions. I would love to hear from you. And the phone number to call in is 646-378-0378. I've been in the food industry for over 24 years, and I've been teaching healthy cooking classes for the last 17 years. One of my favorite things to do is to go into the kitchen and create new recipes. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes. And then I turn those recipes into my healthy cooking classes, which I teach healthy cooking classes on a regular basis. I'm located in Westland, Michigan. And the classes are taught right here out of my home. It's a hands-on experience. Everybody helps participate, make the food. And then after we're done eating the food, you get to sit down and you actually get to have a meal. Later on in the show, I will be telling you all about my June cooking classes. Also later on in the show, I'm so excited, I'm going to be sharing with you my French onion soup recipe, which is out of my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. Now, you can purchase my cookbook on my website at macroval.com. My website is a really great place for people to go to because I have a lot of wonderful information. I have an archive of all my past articles that I've written. There's also some recipes on the website. All my upcoming cooking classes and personal appearances are listed right there on my website. Now, I do write an article every month for the wonderful Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is the people that put on this radio show, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And I'd like to take this opportunity right now to thank Penny and Courtney, who is my producer today. Thank you so much for the time and effort that goes into producing this show and also producing this wonderful magazine. Now, you can get this magazine right here in the area. It's at a lot of local health food stores and other markets and supermarkets and things like that. And it's also available online. You can go online and you can read all the wonderful articles in there. I absolutely love the articles because, I mean, I have my food of the month in there, so you get, you know, nutritional information. But there's a lot of spiritual articles in there, too, very positive, uplifting articles. It's a fantastic magazine, so if you get a chance, please check that out. And a lot of the other authors in the magazine also host other radio shows on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, so please check that out, too. I have a Facebook page that's called Macro Val Food, so if you get a chance, go there and check that out and like my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, I like to post a lot of great pictures of recipes that I've done, recipes that are in my cookbook, and I also post step-by-step instructions that go along with the pictures on how to cook specific things. Like, again, later on in the show, I'm going to be talking about cooking in the summertime, and one of my all-time favorite things to do, cook on an open fire. So I cook sweet potatoes on an open fire. And I have pictures and instructions right there on Macro Val Food. You can check that out and go there and see what you think. And I would love to hear from you. You know, I teach cooking classes, so I'm used to being in front of an environment where there's a lot of people asking me questions. And I love interacting with people, answering their questions, and, you know, making simple suggestions. That's my goal, really, is to start you on your path to eating healthy, and don't make it complicated. Make it simple. I offer counseling sessions, which are one-on-one sit-down time that you can have with me. I can make food suggestions. Certain foods that you are eating right now could be contributing to you, you know, your health issues. And there may be other foods that would be very beneficial to you. And so that's what I do. I make food recommendations when you sit down and have a consultation with me. I've been doing consultations for over 10 years. I've counseled people anywhere from people who just want to lose weight, people who have allergies, even people who have cancer. And I'm also empathic in nature, which means I feel energy. So when you sit down to have a one-on-one consultation with me, a lot of times I can tap into what's going on with you. And in Oriental medicine and Chinese medicine and macrobiotics, which is what my background is, all disease starts in the body from an emotional state, and it usually gets stored in an organ inside of our body that we have a certain issue with. And those organs are all associated with emotions. So those are things that when you come and have a consultation with me, I kind of get into and I tap into, and I can, you know, help you on your path, hopefully, to live a healthy life where you're not dealing with pain and low energy and things like that. The truth is observable, and when you start changing your diet and eating healthy, you will feel so fantastic that you will want to continue to eat the healthy, good food. Now, all my recipes, I use organic ingredients to start off with. It's very important to use the organic ingredients because you're not dealing with the pesticides and the chemicals that get sprayed on our food, but also you are avoiding the genetically modified ingredients. And really, that's our only way right now to ensure that you are avoiding them is to get certified organic foods. All my recipes are also vegan, so there's no animal products in there at all. They're all healthy, whole recipes. I don't use any refined processed ingredients in my cooking. And so, you know, if you get a chance, again, go to my website, macroval.com, check out my recipes, and get my cookbook if you get a chance. Now, if you can't come to a cooking class here in Westland, Michigan, I do have my cooking classes on DVD, so you can get a DVD, you can watch it at home. They come with companion recipes, and all that's on my website. Now, if you want to talk to me directly, you can also do that, set up a consultation or ask me questions about my upcoming cooking classes, and I can be reached at 734-722-4553. All right, so let's start talking about our food of the month. Our food of the month is onions. You know, most people probably don't even think about onions. I know growing up as a kid, my mom used to put onions in everything, and she used to chop them up and stuff. And I, growing up as a kid, of course, you don't realize these things, but onions impart so much flavor into your food that it's amazing. When you take the onion out of the recipe, that's when you really notice the difference. Like, wow, this recipe is just really missing something. It's missing that underlying flavor of onions. And why onions are so important is because in their raw form, they're pungent, and that pungent flavor is very important because it feeds and nurtures your lung and your large intestines, and that pungent flavor is very refreshing to your taste buds. It, like, wakens up your taste buds, makes them alive. So here it is the summertime, so we're going to eat some more raw salads. And one of my favorite things to do is to have whole grain salads where I'll cook up brown rice and then I'll mix it with like carrots and celery and leave the carrots and celery uncooked so you get a little bit of the crunch and a little bit of the cooling food for the summertime. But then put some diced raw onion in there and you get that pungent flavor. It really wakes up the recipe, makes the recipe just come alive. But the fantastic thing about onions is that they're pungent when they're raw, but once you cook them, they become sweet. Oh, my gosh. In fact, the longer you cook the onion, the sweeter it becomes. That's what's so fantastic about onions, right? So one wonderful thing that I like to do with the onions is just simply saute them. Put them in a saute pan. You can use a little bit of olive oil, a little dash of sea salt, and just let them cook in the saute pan for a long, long time. They start to caramelize. They start to become brown, and they get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter tasting. They're just fantastic. But the nutritional profile of onions is pretty cool, too. They can help lower cholesterol. They have numerous anti-cancer agents because they are very high in antioxidants. So antioxidants are what helps your body fight off diseases. They have anti-inflammatory properties. Now, this is very important because if you suffer with any type of joint pain, such as arthritis or fibromyalgia, any food that has anti-inflammatory properties are going to help get rid of that pain. And unfortunately, you know, there's kind of an epidemic going around with people with arthritis, so onions would be a great food for you to start incorporating in your diet. They also have antiviral properties. And here's something really interesting. They help remove parasites and heavy metals from your system. So that's interesting because heavy metals will get stored in different organs in your body, and they can weigh down the organ so the organ isn't functioning properly. Like, for instance, if they get stuck in the intestines or something like that, you may have sluggish digestion and not even realize that what it's from. It could be from a buildup of heavy metals being stored in that organ. You get heavy metals from environmental toxins. Some foods, you might get them, but the biggest culprit is fillings in your teeth. If you've had fillings in your teeth where they use mercury, every time that you eat food and you chew and everything, you're just releasing a little bit of that toxic metal into your system. And again, it doesn't flush all out of your system. It will get stored in different organs. So foods like onions can help detox your body and get rid of those heavy metals out of your system. Onions are 90% water, so that makes them diuretic in nature. So if you're trying to lose weight, onions are a great vegetable to include in your diet. They contain vitamin A, B complex, and vitamin C. So that's the wonderful onion. I personally, gosh, when I'm cooking on a regular basis, I add onion to just about everything. And I do cook food out of a commercial kitchen, and then I package it and have it for sale at a couple stores in the area. And those stores, one is located in West Bloomfield. It's called Jen's Gift of Love. It's on Orchard Lake Road. And the other one is Healthy Jones in downtown Northville. Again, you can go to my website, macrovale.com, to look up that information, or my Facebook page, Macrovale Food. So again, when I cook food on a regular basis, I love to start with onions. So here it is, summertime. I don't know about you, but summer is my favorite season. I love it when it's warm, the sun is shining, you get to go outside, you get to go on vacation, you get to go camping. I love summer. One of my all-time favorite things to do is to cook outside. Now, I cook on an open fire, but there's always the option of grilling. I mean, everybody in the summertime grills, and usually anything you do on an open fire, you can also do on a grill. But we're talking about onions here, so I have to tell you about this awesome way to cook onions on an open fire. Well, I have a couple different recipes here, too. And by the way, while you're listening to the radio show, I really hope you have a piece of paper and a pen handy and you take notes, because I love giving cooking tips and things like these additional recipes I'm going to give you right here for, you know, cooking outside. So first of all, you want to get some really nice organic onions. I always say, if you're going to buy organic, there's a few things that you just really have to get organic because the taste is just far superior, and one of those is onions. Organic onions are just by far so much sweeter than the conventional ones that unfortunately are sprayed. So get yourself some nice organic onions. If you can get like a medium to a large size onion, that would be like best. And what you're going to do, you're going to peel the onion. And then you're going to make a little cavity in the middle of the onion. Just scoop out some of the flesh. Not much, just a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you to cut the onion in half. Sorry about that. Okay, let's cut the onion in half, number one, so that it opens up and lays flat, right? And then you want to scoop out a little bit of the onion, not much, okay? Now take your favorite jam or jelly. Now I make my own jams from scratch. I make a wide variety of them, and I have them for sale at the farmer's market, which right before we go on break, I'm going to tell you about the farmer's markets I'm at. But right now you want to take your favorite jam. Now I would use probably blueberry or cherry because they're like my favorite, although raspberry would be really good too. Okay, take a big heaping like spoonful of that jam and like put it on the onion. Fill the little hole and then have some on the top too. Okay, take a little bit of olive oil and drizzle the olive oil over the onion, okay? And then take a pinch of sea salt and sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on it. Take that onion and put it in some tin foil and wrap it in the tin foil, okay? And then you can go out there and you can put it on the fire. Now, I have a grate that I put over my fire, right? Or if you're grilling, you could set this little foil package right on the grill, or you could put it on the grate for the fire, and you just let the onion kind of cook in its little own juices, its own little own packet, and what happens is the onion gets really, really soft, and it becomes sweeter and sweeter, and then mixed with that jam, oh, it's really good. When you take it out of the package, it literally, like, falls apart. Last year, I went up to the UP with a friend of mine, and we cooked onions almost every night we were up there like this because they were so absolutely delicious. Yeah, they're really good like that. You got to definitely try that. Now, my other way, my other favorite way to cook onions over the fire is simply slice the onion in thin slices. Again, put it in the tin foil. Take a little bit of olive oil. Sprinkle the olive oil over it, and then I take tamari. Now, what is tamari? Tamari is the healthy version of soy sauce, which we are going to be using in the upcoming recipe, French onion soup. So tamari is soybeans that have been naturally fermented, which means they've sat for like two whole summers, and the natural fermentation process creates this salty brine, okay? It's what's been eaten for thousands of years as a flavor enhancer. Now, soy sauce is an American invention. It's not naturally fermented. It has MSG in it. It's not good for you. But go to the health food store and look for tamari. It has a really rich, salty flavor. It's so good. So put olive oil and tamari on your onions now, thinly sliced onions. Wrap them in the foil, and then you cook them the same way, either over the fire or over the grill. Now, they become even, like, softer and sweeter. Oh, and they come off the fire, they just like melt in your mouth. So absolutely delicious. I love them that way. So, yeah, try cooking your onions that way next time you know you have a cookout and you're outside. You will love them. It's about time for a break. So let me tell you about the farmer's market. So excited. In fact, right after I get off of the radio here with you guys, I am headed up to the Westland Farmer's Market. It is the first market of the season, and again, like I said, it is just gorgeous outside, 70 and sunny. While at the market, I sell my healthy, sugar-free desserts. So all my desserts are made with brown rice syrup. I don't use refined sugars in them. I have a wide variety of cookies. I have chocolate chip cookies, apricot oat breakfast cookies. I have my fig ones. I have Fig Bars, which are my version of Fig Newtons, which are like my favorite. I have Protein Bars, which is chocolate and peanut butter and lots of nuts and seeds. I have caramel corn, and I also have my homemade jams, again, sugar-free jams using organic fruit. I have blueberry, cherry, strawberry, raspberry, and new this season, I have two new flavors. I have the cranberry jam, and I have fig. Oh, my God, the fig jam is just my favorite. Just I love figs. I should do a whole show on figs. That would be awesome. And also I have a new product for sale I'm going to have up there today. I have my healthy chocolate candies. I have chocolate peanut butter cups. I have a chocolate marshmallow pretzel dessert. I have the coconut pecan one, and I have a walnut and raisin one. So this Farmers Market is located right off of Ford Road between Wayne and Newburg, if you're at all in the area. It's in the parking lot of the police station and the city hall. So the Farmers Market is all local Michigan businesses. So come out and support Michigan businesses. I think it's really important, and I'm going to be there. It's from 3 until 7 every Thursday. So you can come and check that out. All right, let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share my French onion soup recipe.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Matt Gravel and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is onions and her French onion soup recipe. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovel.com, and I'll spell that out for you. It is macrovel.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she has talked about today and in the past, and for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down today, you can definitely visit her website and the bodymindspiritguide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, as she mentioned earlier in the show, and if you're out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions for those that do live locally or live here in Michigan. And you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her website as well, Macrovel Foods, for even more wonderful information. And you can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, hi, welcome back to the show. Talking here all about onions and the summertime and cooking on an open fire, which is my favorite thing to do. Let me tell you about all my upcoming cooking classes I have in the month of June. So what I have are a three-week cooking class series, Cooking for the Summer Season. Cooking for the Summer Season incorporates the whole grain quinoa. And, of course, we've all heard quinoa that they talk about on television all over the time. It's an excellent grain. It's light in energy, so it's cooling to the body, so that's why it's the signature grain of summertime. Summertime is also when we eat more raw, cold salads, again, because it's cooling to the body. And in the three-week series that I have here, I feature salads, quinoa, and I'm also featuring a frozen dessert. These classes are located here in my home, and I'm in Westland, Michigan. The classes are hands-on, which means everybody helps participate make the food. And then after we get done making the food, you sit down and you actually get to eat the food we've prepared, so you get a meal. Each class is $40, and when you prepay, which I do require that you prepay, you get $2 off, so the class is only $38. Now you can pay on my website, macrovel.com, or you can send me a check or a money order directly to my address. Again, call me directly, and I will give you that address, 734-722-4553. Now, if you are listening to the radio show and you've never attended a Macrovel cooking class before, I will give you $5 off the first class you want to come to. All you have to do is call me or contact me on my website and say, I heard your radio show, and I want to come to, you know, your class. I'll give you $5 off so that you can come to a class for $30 to $5. On Wednesday, June 11th, I am going to be teaching how to make tofu quinoa ume salad. Ume is a salty fermented vinegar that is an incredible flavor seasoning that I use in the salad. I will be teaching you how to make golden beet and cauliflower salad. and a romaine lettuce dish with a jalapeno dip. That one's really good. On Wednesday, June 18th, I will be teaching you how to make green lentil and quinoa salad, a green goddess pasta salad, and stuffed collard greens. These stuffed collard greens are stuffed with a brown rice and sautéed tofu combination with fresh vegetables. You can eat them warm or cold. On Wednesday, June 25th, I am teaching you how to make quinoa, asparagus, and corn, a pasta tempeh thyme salad, and a frozen sweet potato pie. Yes, a frozen sweet potato pie that, out of this world, absolutely delicious. Now, if you suffer from any conditions such as blood sugar problems, you know, diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, anything like that, you know, eating a healthy whole foods diet can improve the way that you feel. Once you start incorporating healthy whole foods, your body starts to heal itself. And that's the whole point of changing your diet. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to change overnight, although some people prefer to do that. It's up to you. Everybody's different. But you can just take small steps and figure out what you want to do first. You can come to a cooking class, learn how to make three different recipes. Just start making those recipes at home. Just start enjoying and eating those recipes. You could start, you know, making the French onion soup, you know, just doing that. You could, you know, purchase my cookbook and just do one recipe at a time. You know, just start whatever you need to do. Just start doing it because it'll make a huge difference in the way that you feel. So French onion soup. This is a recipe that's out of my cookbook. This one is really good. I taught it in a cooking class recently, and everybody was amazed at the flavor. They couldn't believe that there wasn't a beef stock in it or a beef bouillon or something like that. Nope. It's a really simple recipe. I like simple recipes. If the recipes are complicated, you're not going to do it, right? So, again, I've taken years to create these simple recipes. All right, get your paper and pen out. Here's what you're going to need. And again, this recipe is on the Body, Mind, Spirit website where the magazine is posted. You can pick up the magazine. This recipe is also on my website, macrovale.com, and this recipe is in my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You are going to need 6 cups of water, a spoon of olive oil, a half a teaspoon of sea salt, 2 large onions, and you're going to want to dice those, 4 tablespoons of tamari, and 1 teaspoon of basil. Now, here's how you're going to cut the onions. This is your cooking tip. Take the onion and slice it in half, and then put it in a bowl of water. Let the onion soak in the water. This does a couple things. Number one, it makes it very easy to take the skin off of the onion, which sometimes can be difficult. Number two, when you soak an onion in cold water, it helps to eliminate the tears when you cut the onion so that you won't cry. And in Oriental medicine, they say that if you chop an onion and your eyes water and you cry a lot, that you are considered too yin, or your body is not in balance, means that you have consumed too many sweet or refined processed foods in your past. But all that can change. You know, if you change your diet, you can get back into balance. All right, so here's how we're going to create the recipe. Take a large soup pot and put the onions in there with the olive oil and just a dash of the tamari, not the 4 tablespoons, just a dash of the tamari. Start sautéing the onions. Let the onions hang out and saute in that soup pot for quite a while because you want to get those onions brown and really, really soft. This is how you're going to develop the flavor of the soup so that you have that flavor at the end that's going to taste like beef broth. It's going to taste like that without having to use the animal products. Now, you want to have the heat on like a medium heat. Don't put your heat on too high. You could accidentally burn the onions, and we don't want that to happen. You're going to want to stir the onions occasionally, not constantly. You don't have to stand right next to the soup pot and babysit it, okay? Stir them, walk away from the pot, let them hang out, let them saute for a couple minutes, walk back, stir them again. Sometimes when people cook, they tend to hover, you know? They think they have to stand right next to whatever they're cooking, and they have to constantly stir it or, you know, constantly move it around and everything. And trust me, you don't need to do that. Let the food hang out, let the food cook, okay? Now, once those onions are nice and brown and very, very soft, you add the water. Bring the water up to a boil and then reduce it to a simmer, which is a low temperature. Put the cover on it and let those onions cook for 15 minutes. They're going to permeate the water with all that flavoring that you've created from letting them saute. And then you are going to season them with the tamari, the sea salt, and the basil, all right? And that's when you mix it all together. And then you're going to want to serve this warm. It tastes really good with some whole grain bread. The flavor of this soup, the overall predominant flavor, is going to be a sweet-salty combination because you have the onions that have created this incredible sweetness from letting them saute for so long. But the underlying flavor from the tamari and the sea salt is going to be a strong, salty flavor, too. So it's going to satisfy the sweet-salty craving that you have. It's very satisfying to serve as, like, an appetizer because it's a light soup. It's not very heavy. Now, I know what you're all thinking, right? But when I eat French onion soup, I have all kinds of cheese on top, right? That's what everybody's thinking. And again, it's a personal choice. You know, if you are vegetarian, vegan, or omnivore, or you eat meat, hey, that's a personal choice, and you make that decision yourself. But my recipes are all vegan, so that's the knowledge that I have. So here's my suggestion if you want, you know, some cheese over your soup. There's a brand of cheese out there called Daiya, D-A-I-Y-A. Get the mozzarella flavor. Don't get the orange one. The orange one doesn't taste good. Only the white one tastes good. And it melts. And it comes shredded. So, and even Kroger's sells it. So you could get it at a health food store. You could get it at Kroger's. And you could sprinkle that over the top. And then you have your melted gooey cheese on top of your French onion soup, if you so desire. Look, I have tried all of those vegan cheeses out there. Some are good. Some are really bad. And some are halfway decent. The Daiya cheese, again, it's halfway decent. It's a healthy alternative. So if you wanted to try that, by all means, go ahead and try that. So I have a really cool thing that I've been doing lately. I have been creating short videos. They're only 1 minute or 2 minute long, and I have been posting them on YouTube. So I have created a YouTube channel. Now, for those of you that are computer illiterate, which I was totally computer illiterate a year ago, and I still have a lot of difficulties, trust me, YouTube is where videos are, okay? It's where you can listen to, you know, music. You can watch music videos. You can watch cooking videos. You can watch video how-to videos like, you know, how do you plant a plant or, you know, how do you fix this in my house? On there. All you have to do is do like a search. You type in the words and the videos of what you want will pull up. So you go to YouTube, YouTube, and you type in MacroVal, MacroVal channel, MacroVal channel, and it will pop up a bunch of videos that I have been doing lately. I am so thrilled to have this on the computer. It's something that I absolutely love doing. I love teaching people, educating people, getting them started on eating healthy. That's why I've been teaching classes for 17 years. That's why I do the radio show. So now you have a visual, too. These short little video clips, I've done simple things like talking about brown rice, which if you want to start eating healthy, the first easiest step to do is just start eating brown rice. It's that simple. I have a cute little video on there about cooking the sweet potato over an open fire, which again, you know, go to MacroVal Food, which is my Facebook page. I have pictures and instructions on how to do it. I have a cute little video on brown rice syrup, creating all my healthy desserts. So if you get a chance, go there and check that out. MacroVal channel on YouTube. I've been posting little short videos, and the videos are informative. And if you get a chance, leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Ask me a question. Maybe put forth a suggestion as to what the next video I do, what would you want me to do? You know, that's something that I love. I love hearing back from you. You know, like I get suggestions all the time. You know, this lady, one of my regular students, she comes to me and she says, well, you know, I had this strawberry pie that I made that I absolutely love, and it had a crust that was made out of crushed pretzels. Can you do that? And I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, what a cool idea. Of course I can do that. I can make it healthy, whatever. So I did. I turned around and I created this, although I used cherries instead of strawberries, but I did. I created a pretzel crust and I used the cherry filling. It was kind of like a cold pie. It was kind of like the original recipe she said was like a Jell-O pie. So I used, you know, healthy ingredients to create the Jell-O part of it. I used agar flakes. But it came out fantastic. So again, you know, if you get a chance to just make a suggestion, you know, a recipe suggestion, I can come up with a healthy version of it. Or if, you know, something interests you, I would love to address, you know, what you listening to me are interested in hearing about, because I can always make suggestions. Again, right now, as you're listening to the radio show and you have a question going through your head, please call in. The phone number is 646-378-0378, and you can ask me the question live on the air here. And then if you get a chance, you can visit my website, macroval.com. That's where you can purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also purchase my DVDs on there. And don't forget, I'm offering $5 off. If it's the first time you're coming to a MacroVal cooking class and you're listening to the radio right now, my classes in June are a three-week series, Cooking for the Summer, June 11th, June 18th, and June 25th, from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and those classes take place here in my home, and I'm in Westland, Michigan. I am also offering a free one-hour cooking class at the Better Health Store in Novi. And that is Saturday, June 14th, from noon until 1 o'clock. And the subject of that cooking class is the whole grain quinoa. That's a little one-hour class where there is no hands-on experience. You're just sitting in the audience watching me prepare the quinoa dishes. It's a great little introduction if you want to see how things are get a sample. You'll get a little sample of the dishes that I create there. And again, if you visit my website, macroval.com, it has all the information about the upcoming cooking classes. Well, we are going to go on another short break, and then when we come back, I can answer any questions you have, and I'll bring my producer, Courtney, on. So we're going to go on a short break right now.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with MacroVal and your host, Valerie Wilson. She has a wonderful show today, and her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, macroval.com. MacroVal.com. For more information, you can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so you can write down any of her tidbits, her tips, her recipes, or any of the information she has said today on her show or any prior shows. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome back to the show. Are you there, Courtney?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I forgot to mention, but I did want to let everybody know that not only do I do the Westland Farmers Market, but I do the Wayne Farmers Market, too. Their farmers market is on Wednesdays from 3 to 7, so I can only do the Wayne Farmers Market when I am not teaching a cooking class, which is usually one or two Wednesdays a month, which I put on my website and also my Facebook, MacroVal Food, and let people know exactly when I'm going to be at the Wayne Farmers Market. That one is located off of Wayne Road, right next to Michigan Avenue in a park. It's called Gaudy Park, and it's right behind the Wayne City Hall. Again, that's Wednesdays 3 to 7. And then today, right after the show, I will be at the Westland Farmers Market from 3 to 7, and that's right off of Ford Road here between Wayne and Newburg in the parking lot of the police station and the city hall. I sell my healthy, sugar-free desserts. These are great for people with blood sugar problems or diabetes. Lots of different cookies, my protein bars, caramel corn, a variety of jams, and my chocolate candy. I will have all that for sale this afternoon from 3 to 7. So please, if you get a chance and you're in the area, come on out and check it out. Support Michigan businesses. I mean, that's what farmers markets are all about. Do we have any questions out there, Cordy?
No, I'm sorry. We actually don't, but I have a question for you.
Great. Wonderful. What's your question?
I actually do suffer from fibromyalgia, and I try to eat healthier, and I try to eat more organic, but it is such a struggle because I work 12 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week, and I'm just curious at what I should be avoiding more of. You know, I know to avoid caffeine and MSG and so forth and so on, but is there other things that I should be avoiding, to help make me feel better?
Yes. Have you heard of nightshade vegetables?
No, I haven't.
Most people who suffer with joint pains have not. I have this in the introduction of my cookbook. Nightshade vegetables are a category of vegetables that actually contain oxalic acid, and that is spelled O-X-A-L-I-C acid. Binds with calcium in our body, which leads to calcification of the bone and also leads to joint pain, things like arthritis and fibromyalgia. There have been many studies about these nightshade vegetables, and when people eliminate them from their diet, they have no more pain in their diet. It's just like everything that grows from nature has different substances in it, and all of us are completely different. So some people are predisposed to the joint pain, some people are not. So some people can eat these vegetables and have no problem. Other people eat these vegetables and they have a problem because everybody's different. And that's what Oriental medicine and macrobiotic stress is that everybody's different. Now, 20 years ago when I changed my diet, I stopped eating these vegetables completely. I do not cook with these vegetables. They're not in my recipes. However, I do eat them occasionally, and they don't bother me now because they're not in my diet on a regular, continuous basis. Now, it's interesting to note that people who suffer with arthritis, usually when I mention the list of these nightshade vegetables, tell me these are their favorites, and they eat them every day. Okay, get out a paper and a pen. I'm going to give you the list. And these are the things that, again, are nightshade vegetables. They contain oxalic acid, which leads to joint pain. Tomatoes, white potatoes, your peppers, your green, yellow, red peppers, beet greens, spinach, Swiss chard, avocados, and coconut. Again, if you eat these foods occasionally, you probably won't have a problem. You know, I mean, I occasionally eat these foods, but I don't cook with them, and I don't eat them on a regular basis. And when I switched my diet, I was in my early 20s, and I was already experiencing pain in my knees because I have a family history of arthritis. And now, fast forward, you know, I've been eating healthy all this time. I have no pain whatsoever in any of my joints or my knees or my back at all. None. I don't have any pain. Let me ask you this, Courtney. Do you enjoy those vegetables? Are those some vegetables you eat on a regular basis?
Yeah, sadly I do. I love avocados. I like to eat them raw. You know, I put a lot of spinach in my diet, peppers, all of that. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
People don't know. You will be amazed if you just cut those vegetables out of your diet. It will make a huge difference in the pain that you're suffering. It really will. You will be surprised. You really will. And then, of course, the next question that people always ask, well, these are my favorite vegetables. I eat them all the time. What am I supposed to be eating if I don't eat these, right? Well, I just told you all about onion. My God, onion has anti-inflammatory properties, which will help you with the joint pains and the fibromyalgia. And it's a fantastic vegetable, so substitute that. Of course, you have carrots, the most versatile vegetable there is on the planet, carrots. Beets. And golden beets. I've been getting organic golden beets at the Better Health Store in Novi lately. I've been eating them every week. They're just fantastic. I love them. Celery, there's turnips, daikon, rutabaga. Right now, because summer, cucumbers. Woohoo! I love cucumbers. Cucumbers are awesome. Yellow summer squash, zucchini. There's kale. There's collard greens, bok choy. Cabbage, and then there's Napa cabbage, radishes, radicchio. I mean, there's so many other vegetables to just, you know, substitute and start getting rid of the ones that are causing you pain. And who wants to live in pain all the time? You know, it affects you. It affects every minute of your day, I'm sure. And so if you could somehow get rid of that pain and feel so much better, I think it would make a huge difference in your life.
Yeah, the other thing I suffer from because of the fibromyalgia is actually a vitamin D deficiency. Is there any recommendations on what to maybe add to my diet to get more vitamin D?
Well, vegetarian, vegan diet, the best source of vitamin D is shiitake mushrooms.
Okay.
And of course, the best way to get vitamin D is to go out in the sunshine. And again,
if you've seen how pale I am, you'd understand. I would turn into a tomato.
Exactly. So, and here's another thing too that people don't realize. Again, your body works in combination with everything. It is no one thing. So you could say that you're vitamin D deficient because of the fibromyalgia and you're dealing with multiple things, but one of the reasons that our body becomes vitamin deficient, no matter if it's vitamin D or B or C, is from the overconsumption of sugar, whether it's white refined sugar in desserts, or it's fructose in fruit, because we have an epidemic of people eating way too much fruit. If you consume too much sugar, your body gets depleted of vitamins. And also, fruit is a healthy food. It's got vitamins and minerals in it. And eaten in moderate quantities makes complete sense. But we're in an epidemic where people are just eating way too much fruit. And unfortunately, people such as yourself that suffer with fibromyalgia, your body is just raging with inflammation. And every time that you eat sugar, whether it's healthy sugar in the form of fruit or white refined sugar, you are just feeding that inflammation. And you're depleting your body of even more vitamins and minerals. So that's another thing to look at your diet as a whole. And again,
makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does, because I actually had fruit for breakfast this morning. I chopped up some fruit and had fruit with my breakfast this morning, and I noticed that going into this afternoon, I actually have pain.
And I don't know where it came from or why, but they're like, oh, eat, you know, fruit three times a day. That's way too much. And again, I always tell my students, and I like to teach, look back in our history. Look at our ancestors. What did they eat? Do you think our ancestors ate fruit three times a day? No. They were lucky if they found it, you know, because they were foragers and they would go out and they would forage whatever. Or then when they planted things and they were farmers and everything, they would only have fruit when fruit was available. So fruit was only available in the summertime, especially living here in Michigan, you know, in a climate temperature like that where we have winter and stuff. And the amount of fruit that they ate would be a really small proportion of their diet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this thing, you know, I mean, I know we all, like, watch Dr. Oz because we love Dr. Oz and everything, and everybody thinks what he says is gold and everything, but I see him all the time telling people to eat fruit three times a day. I'm like, oh, my God, that's way too much fruit. It's just contributing to people such as yourself that have inflammation in your body, and you're doing what you think is right. Because you're listening to the television and you're doing, or and you're probably reading books and you're probably, you know, doing other research too, but it's not coming out that it's just too much sugar for the human body to handle. Because on top of that, we all go to birthday parties and, you know, on the weekends we go to, you know, celebrations or something, and they're going to have cake or brownies or something, and we're going to eat that. So we're not only eating the fruit three times a day, then we're also eating the desserts, which we all love so much. It's just overload on the human body, and the human body can't handle that much sweets, because in our human history of existence, we have never eaten that many sweets in our diet. We just really haven't. It's just the overconsumption of it is really leading to a lot of health issues that we're suffering with.
Well, Valerie, I just want to let you know we're running a little shorter on time, and I so appreciate you answering my question. But we actually do have a caller with a question, and I'd like to bring her on, if you don't mind.
Oh, that would be great.
Hi, you're on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. What's your name?
My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Val. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a question about something that I've been learning about, and I used to eat all kinds of spinach and chard and tomatoes and everything, and I have fibromyalgia and arthritis, and then I've been hearing from you and from other sources that there are reasons why not to eat some of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And could you explain more about that?
Sure. Have you been listening to the show? Because me and Courtney just had a long discussion about, Courtney suffers from fibromyalgia too, and we just talked all about the nightshade vegetables.
Okay.
Which one of them is spinach that you mentioned. These
mm-hmm.
nightshade vegetables contain oxalic acid, which leads to joint pain. And so when people like you, you know, suffer with joint pains or fibromyalgia, if you eliminate these vegetables, now let me spell oxalic acid for you. It's O-X-A-L-I-C acid. That's what's in these vegetables. And the list of these vegetables is the spinach, which we mentioned, tomatoes, white potatoes, eggplant, your peppers, your green, red, yellow peppers, beet greens, Swiss chard, avocados, and coconut. So, again,
I didn't realize coconut. Wow.
Everybody is different, you know, so somebody who doesn't have the conditions that you and Courtney suffer with, they could eat these things and they may not have an effect. But you guys are, for whatever reason, you know,
inside of your body, you're predisposed to suffer with this unfortunate thing called fibromyalgia. And there have been many studies that have shown that when you eliminate these vegetables out of your diet, you will start to feel better and eliminate some of that pain. And I also was talking to Courtney, because people always go, God, I eat those vegetables all the time. What am I supposed to eat now? Well, onions, you know, the food of the month that I was just talking about earlier in the show. Onions would be a fantastic vegetable because they have anti-inflammatory properties. So they're going to help you with the inflammation that's all through your body from the fibromyalgia.
Now, is it better to eat the onions raw? Because my friend in Minneapolis who has MS, she told me she heard on a radio show that she listens to that, you know, that it's better to eat them if they're cooked, but they should be not really cooked. And she said that if you can get them, you know, some of them partially raw, that it's better if you can chew it and actually get the crunch in between your teeth. That's what she told me, and I don't know anything about that.
Right. Yeah, there. You know, when people are talking about what's quote-unquote better, everything in moderation and everything in variety. So,
okay.
And everybody is dealing with a different condition. If you have a weakened digestive tract and you try and eat raw onions, you may have a problem because the onions are pungent, and it's not the onion's fault, it's your body's weakened digestive tract. Now, if you have a strong digestive tract, you can eat them raw or cooked, it doesn't matter. But again, think
okay.
about our ancestors and the way they ate. They probably picked some of the onions, you know, right from the ground, and they ate them that way. And then later on that night, they put them in the soup pot, and they cooked them with the rest of the vegetables. So they're eating some of them raw, some of them cooked. There is no better, really, when it comes to it. And, you know, everything in combination and everything in moderation and variety.
Yeah.
So don't eat all raw onions and don't eat all
mm-hmm.
cooked onions. Do a combination
right.
of both, you know,
I
in your diet.
I can remember my mom fixing, you know, sticking green onions or scallions in a glass of water and putting them in the middle of the table. And that was one of our vegetables that we would have for dinner.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you
wonderful.
Know, so, you know, and that was what we had when we were kids. And, you know, and then she cooked with a lot of onions, too. So,
all right, well, thank you for calling in, Cheryl, but the show's about to end, so I'm going to end it here. But thank you so much for calling in and asking that question.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Remember to visit my website, macroval.com, and variety is the spice of life, so remember to make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Your happy destination is unavoidable. Thank you all so much for listening. I am sending you gratitude and abundance.